Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Friday, 25th of September 2020 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man and background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates. The newsmakers in person tonight. No new cases of COVID-19 on the Isle of Man. We got reaction to the possible split level 3 for our borders. Dysfunction in the education department cited by the education unions. Another, this time the 9th student climate protest network. The infrastructure minister responds to private landlords. And it's another flume-free Friday at the NSC.
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Faster Mai, Dolan Mercer.
Faster Mai, 2 days after the publication of a report criticising the relationship between the education department and schools, the chief executive has left. Professor Ronald Barr held the position for 7 years, and the circumstances behind his departure are currently unclear. Meanwhile, the education ministers urged Manx University students to register to apply for landing cards should the coronavirus situation in the UK get worse. The infrastructure minister says he's committed to passing a new landlord registration bill by the end of this administration. Some property owners in the private sector have criticised Tim Baker's department over a lack of direct consultation on those laws. The Isle of Man Student Climate Network attracted 40 supporters to a lunchtime protest outside Tynwald today. It's the group's 9th such gathering and its first for some time due to COVID-19. Elsewhere, the coronavirus reproduction rate, or R number, in the UK is rising and now stands between 1.2 and 1.5. Government scientific advisers there say the epidemic is clearly growing. A silence has been held after a long-serving Met police sergeant was shot dead in a custody centre in South London. A 23-year-old suspect then turned the gun on himself and is now in a critical condition in hospital. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you, Dolan. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, Irish Sea Weather indicates some strong winds out at sea for the next 12 hours. On the Isle of Man this evening, clear and cold with a diminishing northerly breeze after dark. The overnight minimum 5 degrees. Perhaps a touch of grass frost. I said grass frost. Jerry Shackleton, Saturday's weather, dry and sunny with a moderate to fresh north-northwest wind. Daytime maximum is 14 degrees, Jasan. Dry and clear through the night, down to 7. Jaduni, cold start. A grass frost again with dry and hazy sunshine later and a light to moderate north-northwesterly, backing westerly through Sunday afternoon. Top temperature, 14 degrees. Sunset tonight, 7:08. High water a minute later, 7:09. Low water, 2:18. Sunrise tomorrow morning, 7:12. And high water is at 7:08.
Manx Glass and Glazing don't just do the big jobs. It's easy and cheap to repair broken greenhouse glass at Manx Glass and Glazing. For greenhouse glass cut to size, call 674-573.
The Council of Ministers is considering changing the island's borders framework to split level 3 into 2 parts. That was announced by the Chief Minister at yesterday's government media briefing. But what do you think of it? Dolan Mercer has this report.
We've been at level 4 for a prolonged period, Mr. Quayle said. He ruled out moving back to the stricter level 5 and ruled out moving to the more relaxed level 3 in the borders framework. But he did say half a step is being considered.
Level 3A would allow residents to sponsor immediate family members. That is, mums, dads, grandparents, grandchildren, brothers, sisters, husbands, wives and partners to come to the island. Visiting family members would, of course, be required to follow a mandatory period of self-isolation.
Howard Quayle there. So would you sponsor a relative to visit the Isle of Man while border restrictions continue? Well, we put that question to you on social media.
My four children wouldn't be able to spare the time from work to quarantine, so it won't help me or them. I haven't seen three of them, or my four grandchildren, since November last year, but we keep in contact via Zoom. I will travel to the UK to see them once I feel it is safe.
Yes, there is no difference between a Manx resident returning to the island or a relative. They all need to self-isolate and can have the test after 7 days. It'd enable us to see family in a more relaxed environment than the UK once they've isolated.
No, because that will be potentially putting thousands of people on the rest of the island at risk. You can visit relatives across if you absolutely must, and then isolate on your return. Putting the freedoms at risk we have is an act of insanity.
Yes, that's a good idea and seems a sensible way forward. Needs to be 7 days in a test, though, like for primary residents returning. There's no difference in risk between the two, and 14 days off work isn't realistic for most people visiting family.
No, the exemptions are already being applied very liberally, and despite the dangers, a percentage are not isolating.
With the UK staring into the abyss, we should be discussing how to tighten the regulations and not relaxing them.
So level 3A and 3B could come sometime soon, we don't really know when. But for now, the current rules will remain as we stick at level 4.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
You heard in the headlines, 2 days after the publication of a report criticising the relationship between the Education Department and schools, the Chief Executive Officer has left. The dysfunctional culture in the Education Department has to change is the message from the NASUWT Union following the publication of a report looking into the Department of Education, Sport and Culture's management of the island schools. Speaking ahead of this announcement this afternoon that Ronald Barr has left his post, the local negotiating secretary Geraldine O'Neill gave this reaction.
It basically vindicates the position that the unions had in relation to this dysfunctional management style within the DESC, and we really feel it highlights that this culture has to change and hopefully now will change. We welcome the Chief Minister's comments that he would meet with the teachers and teacher representatives as soon as possible. That's really important, that we don't have a vacuum of power here, and that we get the opportunity to sit down and look at the findings together and work through that. There are radical changes envisaged in there. Both Comyn and Beaman spoke about the dysfunctional culture within the DESC, and that's not really addressed in the Comyn action plan. So we feel we need to sit down with the Chief Minister and our Minister as soon as possible. It was a difficult read for them, but we actually lived that in the coalface, and this has been what has caused many of the issues that we've had in recent times and have culminated in various disputes.
I wanted to ask you specifically about a comment about there being a lack of appreciation for teachers by senior members of the department that was mentioned in the report. Yes. Is that something you have seen as well?
Yes, it is. And I think it's really important to say that, you know, when you have management that's dysfunctional at the top, that trickles all the way down to the classroom teacher. You know, it's a simple maxim, really. If you're happy, if you have a happy workforce, they deliver better. Our teachers are very dedicated. And, you know, during the COVID crisis, that was really emphasised because we all worked together as education unions to, you know, support the government during that time and support the Isle of Man community in spite of the dysfunctional management by the DESC.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Good evening. It's 21 minutes before 6 on Manx Radio. The Ben McCree departed Heysham at 11 minutes past 2 this afternoon. She'll be arriving in Douglas in the next 10 minutes or so, and off out again at 7:45 this evening, heading for Heysham, arriving there at 11:30, and back at 2:15 in Douglas tomorrow morning at 6. Manan and the Firescraft currently in Liverpool. She'll be leaving Liverpool at 7:15, arriving back here in Douglas at 10 o'clock this evening.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
For the ninth time since they were formed, the Isle of Man Student Climate Network and their supporters, quite a few of them students, had a shout-out. This lunchtime outside the Tynwald Building, John Moss spoke to them, but first to one of the network founders, Archie Elliott.
What do we want?
Climate action!
When do we want it?
The aim of this particular gathering is the ninth strike, and it's to pressure the government to putting climate change back to first on the agenda. We would like to see a 2035 date for carbon neutrality, an end to any plans to extract gas off our island seabed, and a decarbonisation of our economy, which includes divestment from fossil fuels.
Scientists say that ultimately the Earth will suffer a great deal, but that word ultimately, to a lot of people, means it's not going to affect us.
Yeah, it will create a big deal within.
But how do you get people of this generation interested in this subject?
Well, we can see events in such as those in Australia, in Oregon, in California, with wildfires. They're becoming much more widespread. And I think there's a new clock which has gone up in New York, which shows we have about 7.5 years left before we have irreversible damage to our planet.
What have you given up to support this cause?
Not much, really. Plastic straws.
Plastic.
Yeah. Plastic straws. So yeah. That's all you've given up?
Not really, no. I use reusable items as much as possible.
What about driving? Do you still drive around the place?
Can't drive, so.
But when you do drive, you choose a vehicle that or a bicycle? Or
yeah, I have a hybrid, so.
Yeah. You?
Definitely. I caught the bus here, so.
You caught the bus here deliberately?
Deliberately. Also, I can't drive, so I didn't really have an option.
But when you do drive?
I'm also going to still catch the bus to school and back, like it's a 5-minute bus trip.
And you as well?
Yeah, I get the bus every day.
A deliberate action, is that?
Yes.
What do we want? And when do we want it?
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, brought to you by KPMG.
It's 19 minutes to 60. You can consider yourself a recycler, by the way. Well, if you eat Pringles, Cadbury's chocolate or Babybel cheese, you're not perfect. Consumer organisation Which found that only 34% of the UK's best-selling branded groceries used packaging that was fully recyclable in rubbish collections, and 41% had no labelling to show if they could be recycled. The maker of Pringles, Kellogg's, said the tube, singled out as notoriously hard to recycle, is undergoing a redesign as part of its commitment to 100% recyclable, compostable or reusable packaging by the end of 2025. European cities took 6 of the top 10 slots in a global smart city survey based on the impact of technology on citizens' quality of life across areas including mobility, health, and those cities which use better technology to handle the C19 pandemic. Top of the shop for the second year, Singapore, followed by Helsinki and Zurich. Oslo, Copenhagen and Geneva were 5th, 6th and 7th, and Amsterdam 9th in a ranking of 109 cities by Switzerland's Institute of Management Development.
KPMG, here for your business through these unprecedented times. Contact IOM at kpmg.co.im. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks gained amid a choppy trading day as investors continue to monitor C19 developments. The dollar extended its gains and oil dropped as a renewed wave of C19 cases in Europe have led to reimposed travel restrictions. In corporate news, GVC Holdings and Flutter Entertainment rallied after a FTSE 250 peer, William Hill, confirmed a US private equity firm, Apollo Global Management, and Caesars Entertainment have tabled rival cash takeover bids for the bookmaker. The numbers now. At 5 o'clock in London, the FTSE 100 was up a third of a percent at 5,842. The DAX in Frankfurt down 1% at 12,469. In New York City at 5 o'clock, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up a third of a percent at 26,900. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up a percent at 10,788. And in Chicago, the S&P 500 up half a percent at 3,264. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1.27 and €1.09.2. And in commodities, the top two, gold and Brent crude oil. Gold is down a third of a percent at $1,860 per troy ounce. A barrel of Brent crude down a fifth of a percent at $41.66.
The Stock Market Report was brought to you by Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist. Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
If you're heading to the sea this weekend, the relevant information if you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, diving or surfing this weekend, the Inshore Coastal Waters Forecast says dry with sunny spells for Saturday, turning cloudier on Sunday. Sea temperature is 14 degrees, 14 Celsius. And the wind on Saturday, north or northwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Wave height 0.8 to 1.2 metres, becoming 0.4 to 0.8 metres later. Wave period 4 to 5 seconds, becoming 3 or 4 seconds. High water is at 7:53 a.m. and 8:41 p.m. Sunday 27th, the wind is north 3 or 4, backing west or southwest later. Wave height 0.2 to 0.5 meters, wave period 3 seconds, and high water is at a quarter past 9, 9:15 Sunday morning.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online, manxglass.com. Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
Landlords have voiced strong objections to a proposed bill which would make them sign up to a register and regulate their relationship with tenants. The infrastructure department's been in the firing line for not consulting with the Manx Landlords Association on the legislation. The Minister, Tim Baker, MHK, gave his response to Ewan Gawn.
There's been a lot of misunderstanding and I would suggest misinformation being put out around this topic. This was brought at the back end of the last administration and successfully kicked into the long grass because landlords clearly didn't want it. It was a landlord and tenant bill at that point. It's been in the department since then to work out what to do. We've brought it back. It's been rescoped. I think when you actually get into the detail, this is not the onerous legislative sledgehammer's cracker nut or draconian piece of legislation that some have portrayed it to be. The intention is to start to regularise and regulate this sector, to bring some transparency around who's letting out properties, because there is no regulation around that at the moment. So there could be vulnerable people living in accommodation with totally unsuitable landlords that would not pass a fit and proper test. There could be all sorts of behaviours going on. There's just no regulation around it.
Why didn't you invite the landlords as the body? They have the Manx Landlords Association. I appreciate you've already come out and said it's not a recognised industry body. Wouldn't it hurt to invite them to during the consultation period and heard those views and been able to work with them at that stage? So why didn't you do it?
Okay, so what happened was the Manx Landlords Association, which mobilised around the previous bill, remobilised very much at the back end of that consultation period. And to be fair, they did contact the department requesting that the consultation be extended and also to ask myself and officers to appear in front of their membership. Now, that was going to be a show trial. Experience from last time was that got quite heated and was not a constructive mechanism of engagement. What I have agreed to do, and I've confirmed this in writing to the committee of the Manx Landlords Association, and I reiterated it on Tuesday night, is to meet the Secretary-Treasurer and two other members of their committee face-to-face for a constructive professional discussion of what they see the issues are. I will listen and I will reflect on what they have to say.
Manx Radio Sport.
12 minutes before 6, Faster Mai, Rhiann Evans.
Faster Mai, history was made last weekend when the first ever men's versus men's netball match was played here on the island. The newly formed Manx side took on veterans of the sport Guernsey, who, along with their women's squad, came over for a flying visit. In the Channel Island, the men play in the Women's League under specific rules. Island coach Claire Batty says the local Manx League may follow suit with this down the line.
I think that's something that maybe we will look into when the men have a little bit more control and a little bit more, you know, in about the rules and things like that. Because obviously Simcox are a really strong team here and it'd be nice to give them some opposition alongside some of the Island squad girls as well. So, yeah, there's lots of plans going on for various different things at different levels.
More than 300 young people are readying themselves for the 2020 Junior Fell Running Championships, which are happening tomorrow. This year does see a change of venue to Knockalo Beg Farm in Kirkpatrick, offering a series of challenging yet age-appropriate routes. Entry is for children from school years 2 to 7 and must be completed via their school. All competitors will need to register between midday and 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Racing starts at 1:15 in order of school years. And from further afield, snooker world champion Ronnie O'Sullivan has been knocked out of the European Masters by teenager Aaron Hill. The 18-year-old clinched a shock 5-4 win in Milton Keynes. And in tennis, the French Open has confirmed only 1,000 spectators will be allowed to attend the tournament each day. It was hoped up to 11,500 tennis fans would be able to watch the action at Roland Garros, but new coronavirus rules in France means the capacity has been reduced.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
Last few days of the pedestrianisation of North Quay and Douglas. It wraps up next Wednesday, the 30th, closed to motor vehicles between Ridgeway Street and Market Hill until 11 o'clock tonight. Douglas Road, Ballasalla's got three-way traffic signals for tarmac work, and also look out at the main road in Colby, four-way traffic signals in operation for footpath construction, and Ballalona Road, Ballalona Bridge in Santon's got temporary traffic lights. Derby Haven slipways closed for reconstruction. Remember, at the airport, two arrivals and two departures. 4:30 outbound to London City went on time, and the 10 to 5 to Liverpool went on time as well. They're back tonight from Liverpool at 20 to 7, and 8 o'clock from London City. It's all Interruption City in Peel, of course, until the 1st of March next year. Phase closures for water main replacement and sewerage infrastructure at the moment. Victoria Road, Crown Street to Weatherglass Corner has that. Oh, and by the way, some good news if you're into the trams and trains. Isle of Man Steam Railway Services and the Manx Electric Railway are going to be open and running October half term. That's Monday, 26th of October to Friday the 30th.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions, 670-145.
A by-election will take place to determine who fills a vacancy on the Board of Onchan District Commissioners. Local Democracy reporter Chris Cave.
Two candidates have announced they are standing to succeed James Cherry, who resigned in October last year. Retired civil servant Kim Corlett and David John Quirk, who represented Onchan in the House of Keys between 2006 and 2016. Will both be on the ballot. The election was a topic of discussion at the local authority's most recent meeting, following controversial comments made by one of the candidates who alleged the contest was being held unfairly. Commissioners have staunchly rejected those claims, and it's been confirmed that no official complaint was lodged despite the accusations. The successful candidate will serve a six-month term until local authority general elections take place on the 1st of May next year. The by-election poll will be held between 8 in the morning and 8 in the evening on Thursday, the 22nd of October.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
Good evening. It's 8 minutes before six. Thanks for joining Manx Radio this evening. This is Update. Monday to Friday evening, 5:30 till 6. All Manx news, all the time. The Isle of Man government is looking to improve the accuracy of the data it holds on who are the beneficial owners of companies on the Isle of Man. It's in response to the recommendations made by MoneyVal, the Council of Europe's financial crime watchdog. Ewan Gorn.
The Treasury is running a consultation on changes to improve the accuracy of the beneficial ownership register and meet international standards regarding timeliness. The database, which came into being in 2017, keeps a record of anyone who owns more than 25% of a company. Treasury Minister Alfred Cannon explains what's proposed.
These tweaks are in response to the MoneyVal assessment that's been undertaken. I think we're on a journey here towards open registers. We're working very closely with MoneyVal and paying very close attention to the progress across the international community in respect of these registers. So this is very much part of our journey, and this is effectively just a tidying up exercise, really, to meet those standards and to make the administration of the register more efficient.
You can only view the register if you work for authorities investigating financial crime, but government, along with other Crown dependencies, is committed to making it public in 2022. Local tax transparency campaigner Phil Crane says it can't come soon enough.
That would lead to much greater transparency and a cut in financial crime. You know, the government itself, Manx government, has declared that financial crime is the biggest risk to the island in the long term when it stands back and look at that. There's been too many cases in the last decade, like the ones I mentioned, the Teak Fund, Quadris, Premier, but also when Global Witness come out with reports about the Erdogan family, about Exxon and using Broadway Limited, a Manx registered company, Russian names linked to the island. These are all cases where they need to be exposed. And if they are there in the public register, we can see who the owners are behind these investment funds.
Is there not a negative in the fact that the investment attractiveness of the island will suffer as a result with that transparency?
There is, and we could lose the business. But do we want such business? Do we want such shady customers coming here?
The consultation on changes to do with the beneficial ownership register closes on the 21st of October.
That's about it for update. Just a quick update. The Ben McCree has just entered Douglas Bay and she'll be docking in the next 10 minutes or so. And by the way, everything you hear on update, you will hear more of at manxradio.com. All the news stories you've heard on update and more Manx news, interviews and podcasts and the web's biggest source of Manx videos from Manx Radio, MTTV, Culture Vanin and Manx National Heritage are all at manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey. And remember, on social media, like Manx Radio on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. Update is compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. You hear it Monday to Friday, 5:30 till 6. Thanks to newsreader Dolan Mercer, producer Ewan Gorn. On the way after the news at 6, Rhiann Evans with the Friday Sport Preview, Chris Kinley. And greatest hits, Swing Swing with Howie Kane at 9 and The Late Show with Stu at 10. Looks like it's going to be a nice weekend of weather. Not quite last weekend, but not bad. Have a lovely weekend. I'll catch you Monday evening at 5:30.
W-I-X.